Guys.
Okay, so we should probably stop running the promo because I think Kelly has enough goldfish.
I'm good. I'm so good. And yeah. I'm so touched by this.
Yeah.
I really am. I know it sounds stupid, but I really am. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's a reminder that there's other people. There are people on the other side of the radio, and they're nice.
And they like me. Yeah. Wow.
You like me. You really like me.
Wow, thanks, guys.
Yeah. So Kelly, if you don't know the story, if you weren't listening, Kelly was talking about supply chain. We were all talking about, oh, you can't get this, you can't get that. Like, what are the random things you can't get with this whole supply chain thing? Yeah. And she was like, I can't get the goldfish. The kids are going to kill me. I can't get the flavor blasted extra cheddar goldfish.
In a carton, yeah.
Yeah, in a carton. Yeah. Mm. And I was like, well, that's very specific, oddly. And then sure enough, well, apparently there's no supply chain issue because half of our listeners have dropped off goldfish.
Yeah.
There's literally,
so
and this is what's in the studio.
Yeah.
From today, two cartons and two bags of goldfish.
At home, I have four more.
Yeah.
Are you guys crushing goldfish, like, in between the breaks?
Well, we should open them up.
Well, I mean, right? We totally should.
I'm going to get snacky in a few minutes here.
The funny part is, last night we told Wyatt and Riley all about it. And then last night, Wyatt was like, Mama! Can I have some goldfish? And Riley and I both together were like, we don't have any. And he was like, oh, okay, well, then could I? I'm like, oh, come on, Wyatt. Like, you know, we have all this. It's a joke. You got to go with it. And like,
hey,
you know.
Wyatt, maybe you ought to listen to Mommy's show.
I
love the goldfish because
it's so delicious.
Got a goldfish.
Got a goldfish. Holy moly.
There you go.
Thank
okay.
you.
Hey, it's Friday, which means we love to hear your good news. You can post on Facebook. You could shoot a text to 77,000. Just type in topic as the first word of your text message. Well, maybe not. I just tried to refresh the text messaging platform and it looks like it's not working.
Okay.
I guess you're going to have to call like the old days. 790-792-6278 and tell us something good.
Tell me something good.
Hey, Marissa.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're super. Tell us how good you are.
So I'm going apple picking this weekend and carving pumpkins.
Nice. Ugh.
All stuff. Kelly, you didn't like that, huh?
Sorry.
That defines the difference between us in one sound. Oh, my God. I'm going apple picking and pumpkin carving. Oh, cool. That is me versus Kelly in a nutshell. Oh, my God.
No, I know it's fun.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Where are you going apple picking?
At Wallingford Fruit House in Auburn.
Cool.
Ooh, that sounds fun, though. A fruit house.
Fruit house. That's what we called my dorm in college.
Yeah, they have pretty good spiked cider there.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you say spiked or spiced?
Spiked, yeah.
Spiked.
Spiked.
Oh, well, now it's going to be fun.
Okay, now she's on board.
Okay. A lot of these orchards now are doing that, like beer and ciders
Smart.
And all that. Yeah,
yeah.
To appeal to all, not just the kids. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. There you go.
Why didn't the one that we went to do that?
I know. I take back my ugh.
Don't get me wrong. The cider donuts were good, but you know.
Need some
better if you could
down.
Wash them down.
Yeah, a little
Whoa,
rum in there would have been.
Holy moly. Tom, yeah.
That was weird.
So, and you both used a phrase that's typically used by 75-year-olds. This is funny.
Need something to wash it down with.
Gotta wash it down. Yeah. Gotta wet my whistle over at the orchard. All right, well, that's fun. Have a good time and good luck with your pumpkin carving. Are you going to roast up the seeds?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You know, that's one of those things that's overrated. I love it. Like, I love roasted pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
But separating from all the gook is such a pain.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And there's so many different ways to season them.
Right. Right, a little, like, chipotle dust or something.
They probably have them in, like, the pumpkin seed aisle at the store. You can just get them.
The pumpkin seed aisle?
Yeah, because there's a lot of those pumpkin seed aisles all over the place.
Where's the pumpkin seed aisle?
I don't know. It's probably in the holiday aisle or
Blake.
Something.
Blake. It's a seasonal aisle.
Oh, I see.
Seasonal aisle. There it is. Yeah.
47 different kinds of pumpkin seeds. All right, Marissa, have fun.
Thank you.
Ugh.
Sorry.
On our Facebook page... Eric says, 554 days till I marry the most amazing woman in the world.
Oh,
but who's counting?
That's look
sweet.
At him.
Although he didn't, I assume this is a typo. It says 554 days till I marry the most amazing women in the world.
Oh.
I'm assuming he meant
Lucky
to say
guy.
Just one, but yeah. Laura says, it's Friday. I'm not working this weekend.
Nice.
Best Buddy Maine Champions Gala, celebrating inclusion and awareness for those with intellectual and developmental disabilities. That's tonight. Thank you, Jennifer, for the shout out. Michelle, I'm not sure why, just says, "Let's go, Brandon." Let's go. Oh, I know what that's from. It's a reference to
Brandon.
It's not really worth explaining. It's a story in the news. Well, actually, it's kind of funny. So hold on. Stop the music. I'm going to take a slight detour.
Okay.
So they were at like, it was like a car race, and there were a bunch of people who don't like Joe Biden, and they were chanting F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden, right?
Okay.
And they're on TV and the reporter's there, and she thinks they're saying, oh, they're saying, let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So, oh my God.
It's kind of funny. I think I may have the audio.
Oh my gosh.
You want to see if I can find the audio? The audio is bleeped, obviously.
But
it's funny because she's one of those people who's just so like bright and bubbly.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, there's even like a rap song that's inspired by it now. And yeah.
Oh, wow.
Here it is. Here's the audio.
As you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon.
That's amazing.
That's pretty
great.
Funny. She's one of those people who's really trying to see the best in everybody, you know?
Oh, man. You can hear the crowd.
Yeah. Let's go, Brandon. Meanwhile, everyone's watching going, Misty, no. That's not what they're saying. I need to take another camera, pull the audio down. Karen's 27-year wedding anniversary today. Anthony's 10th wedding anniversary. Hannah says, I'm 8 weeks away from finishing my bachelor's degree as a single working mom.
Wow, that is something.
Standing O for
good
Hannah.
For you.
Wow. And Alex, keeping it simple, it's payday.
Woo-woo!
Nice.
Payday today. If you want to tell us something good, hit the Facebook page, shoot a text over, call 79COAST. Tell Us Something Good is brought to you by Goodwin Chevy Mazda, 195 Pleasant Street in Brunswick. How can you be the good today?
As you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon.
It's not even close.
No.